Welcome to Radio Collage. I'm Tim Burke, your host. Remember the old What I Did This Summer essay that many of us were asked to write when school resumed in the fall? Today we're going to reverse the scenario. Rather than have the students write, or in this case perform, we're going to hear faculty members of the 2014 Interlochen Arts Camp. First up, the Faculty Jazz Ensemble performing Big Swing Face by Bill Potts. This is Radio Collage. In this instance, we're featuring back-to-back performances by faculty of the 2014 Interlochen Arts Camp. Next, T.J. Limenstall, who's on the faculty of the Interlochen Arts Academy as well. He's performing Funeray by Franz Liszt.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Collage on Classical IPR. Next, a string quartet, of sorts. In this case, it's a quartet composed entirely of faculty cellists from the Cello Institute held in mid-June. Here's a lush performance of Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Radio Collage, featuring back-to-back performances by the faculty of the 2014 Interlochen Arts Camp. One of the amazing things about music is its adaptability. Interlochen alumna Carol Jantsch provides a case in point.
I like playing music, and I don't really think of myself necessarily as a tuba player first. So when I hear a piece of music that I like and I want to play it, I just try to make it happen. So I'm going to play Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Debussy on the tuba.
Thank you.
For the sake of those just tuning in, this is Radio Collage with a twist. We normally hear the voices and instruments of students at Interlochen during Radio Collage. This time, though, it's the 2014 Interlochen Arts Camp faculty demonstrating what they were up to this past summer. Flutist Nancy Stagnita talks about the work that went into our next piece.
In this piece, which is a quartet written by Pierre-Max Dubois called Quatuor for four flutes, what we really enjoyed about preparing it was that the four parts are essentially equal. He writes so that we're all sharing the material, both the melodic material and the accompanimental material. We're working in pairs. Sometimes we're working truly as equal four parts. And so we had to work hard to listen to each other, to blend well, to find a sound that would allow for individuality when that was called for, but mostly to really have a blend of our four unique flute sounds to make one entity.
Thank you.
This is Radio Collage. Glad to have you listening. The next piece on our program was written for quartet as well, the more common arrangement of two violins, viola, and cello. In July, we were fortunate to have a visit with the Cavani Quartet in IPR's Studio A. While they were here, violinist Annie Follard gave us a bit of background on Midnight Child by Charles Washington.
Charles actually was a friend of ours when we were just forming at Ohio State University, an African-American composer who grew up in the South. And this piece, written in 1987, kind of represents all of the music that he grew up with, gospel, blues. It's got a little swing in it, and it is a blast to play. This piece is called Midnight Child, and it's a one-movement work, and we'll play a bit of it now.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Radio Collage, featuring back-to-back performances by faculty of the 2014 Interlochen Arts Camp. One of the great things about the Arts Camp is the number of alumni who come back to teach, just as they had been taught when they were students. Hornist Bill Vermeulen falls into that category, and he gave us this live in-studio performance.
The piece I've chosen to play is a piece called Remembrances, because clearly my heart and my memory are deeply entwined with Interlochen, and after being away for 30 years, I wanted to choose this piece because it has a great title, but it's also a really just a lovely piece.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Radio Collage, featuring back-to-back performances by faculty of the 2014 Interlochen Arts Camp. Radio Collage is a production of Interlochen Public Radio. If you missed part of the broadcast or you'd like to hear the show again, it's posted on our website, classicalipr.org. There's also a complete listing of the pieces and performers. I'm Tim Burke, your host. Thanks for tuning in. This is Classical IPR.